This week, Parshas told us we have a topic in halacha that most people don't know that it belongs to this week's Parsha. And that is the bracha of Baruch Shapatrani Moin Sheshozeh, the bracha that a father does when his son turns bar mitzvah. The source for this bracha is none other than this week's Parsha, is a medrash in Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha. It says the following. When Yaakov Avinu and Esav were growing up, it says, "Kol Yud Gimel Shana Shneim Olchilu Beis HaSefer, Shneim Boyim Beis HaSefer." The first 13 years, they go to school, they come back, and then after 13 years, each one went his way. Omar Blazer Tzoich Adom Li Tofel Bevnoya Yud Gimel Shana. Person has to take care of his son for 13 years. Mikan Ve'Ilach. From here on, Tzoich Sheyoymar. After that, he says, so here's the source. The Vilna Gaon, when the Shulchan Aruch says this halacha, actually, what's the source? It's a Medrash Rabbah Pashas told us that it says that after 13 years, you say, now, what is the reason for saying, what's the idea? Saying, thank you, Hashem, for getting rid of this punishment. Which punishment? What are we talking about? So the Levush learns the idea of Boshe B'chayim Moin Shilzeh is that as long as the son is young, he will receive punishment for the father's sins. Any aveira the father does, the son will be punished for it. And therefore what? Because the son will be punished for it, therefore, the father will be punished because he's causing his son to be punished. It's a tesis, that's about them, that if a person causes somebody else to be punished because of him, so he's getting punished for that. So the father is saying, thank you, Hashem, that from now on my son is not receiving my punishment. And because he's not receiving my punishment, so consequently I'm not going to receive his punishment too. Because the son, so he brings the pasuk, because it says, when you have that it says "Puiket Oven Over Salbanim," the children get punishment for the father. By the way, before we go to the questions on the Levush, one of the Sekelim, the Shachadah brings the Shaila according to that. I think it's the Brit Megodim. They saw the son should say the bracha. Now the father, the son should say, "Boy, I don't have the punishment of my father." So now the answer, it's not the Echeretz. The son will go up and say, my father's sins, my father's such a big sinner, so many avarice, I couldn't take it anymore. But the father could say to himself, I sinned, that caused something to my son, and therefore it's a problem. So the son is being punished for what his father's sins are, before his mitzvah. So the Shaila is, all the first you ask, the Levush himself asks him himself. He says, what do you mean you get punished? Why should he get punished? Davka until bar mitzvah. What's the idea of till bar mitzvah? He brings himself. His son could be punished by his father for many generations if he is doing that virus. What's the idea that you have till bar mitzvah? Someone answer this question and say that's exactly the point. If the son is a tzaddik, so until bar mitzvah he still will be punished for his father's sins. Halloim sovus albanim. Very, a little hard to understand it. What? Yes, not just he gets it as part, like the idea, according to that, a person is neither, but avoiding the dorim, for example, boni mesi. It's not the son's fault, it's his extension of his father. Okay, so that. Yeah, it's Shemaim.
20 years old.
Oh, that's another shayla. Until 20 years old. So again, going with the same answer that the son is the extension of the father, it's not meaning the son is being punished. The father's being punished, so his son gets that punishment. But that's what comes according to that. Another Shaila is according to this, really, though. The Nuskelim Shachanach brings it. And the Radal and the Medrash says the same Shaila. So I don't understand. According to the Levush, so why say it only on a son? You should say it on a daughter, too? The idea that children get punished for their father's sins is sons and daughters alike. So you should get up and say, when the daughter turns 12, the father should say, Boshe Patrani Moin Shilzeh. Shalzu. How do you say that there? And finally, the biggest shayla that the Magen Avraham and others have on the Shlavush, said that's not the Mishmos of the Medrash. The Medrash sounds, what are you saying? The whole concept is Esav when the Tav was wrong. Say until 13, Esav was okay, because Yitzchak Avinu was Mechanechim. And then the Medrash continues and says, for 13 years, a person has to take care of his son, make sure he does the right thing. Like to do with the fact that the son is being punished for the father's sins. So then the Magen Avraham says what most people know. The idea is that the father gets punished for his son. Why is he getting punished for his son? If he's not Mechayim, the son Karoi, so then the father gets punished for his son. As the Magen Avraham says, the Adach Shav Nena Shav Keshechoto Haben Beshvil Shaloi Chonchu. Because it was not Mechanech his son, so therefore he gets punished. And that he says, Boruch Shepatrani Moed Shazeh, that I want to get rid of the Oynish that I was supposed to get for my son not being Mechanech. Now, the Levush, I agree with the Magen Avraham. And the Chura, the reason is, there's a few reasons why not. One is what you mentioned before. What do you mean the son is going to be punished? The son, what did he get punished? B'di Shemaim? B'di Shemaim is only when a person becomes 20. So you think, so Elamah, we have to separate the Magen Avraham. Yeah, the son is not punished. The father gets that punishment. The punishment doesn't go in vain. It goes, when a son does something wrong, the father gets the punishment. But where does that come from? And furthermore, so what do you say? You say the father was supposed to be Mechanech his son. Because he's not Mechanech his son. So therefore what? Therefore, he gets punished for that. When he gets out of that system, the son is already out above 13. So then he says, thank you Hashem for getting me out of this punishment. So, a simple shayla is, imagine a person is going to do a mitzvah. Comes a sukkah. He has to do lulav every day. He ends lulav after 7 days. He says, Baruch Shepatrani Moed Shazeh. Because now I'm not mechuyev anymore. Chas Hashalom, Adurabo. You just did a mitzvah. You just were able to accomplish a lot. So you're supposed to be chalek your son. If your son is not mechunach, so then you get punished for it. So now that you're not going to get punished for it, you can say, Baruch Shepatrani Moed Shazeh. That's your chiyuv as a father. So I can understand this idea that you say, Baruch Shepatrani Moed Shazeh. And the father says, for the fact that says, I'm a chonach. So maybe to explain a little bit more, can explain it based on the Rabbeinu Manoach. There's Rabbeinu Manoach that became famous the last few years. And in Hilchos Shvi'is is awesome. Because the later Achronim, later Sforim bring it. The Rabbeinu Manoach is speaking about the fact that his father has to be mechanech his children to fast on Yom Kippur. And he brings that there's different types of fasting in Yom Kippur. There's a fasting, you know, for a very young child. There's a fasting for an older child who, let's say, a 12-year-old son. There's a derabboni has to fast the whole day. So Rabbeinu Manoach, as a rishon, says the following thing. It says, "V'chinuch hashos einu choyva midarabbanon. Choyva midarabbanon. You have a chinuch midarabbanon, but there's a chinuch which is not the chinuch midarabbanon." El choyva amuteles al kol odom me'atzmoi lelamet ulalgir bonov leleches bedarki yoshev. You have some kind of a chinuch that a person needs to train his children to go in the right path. Kedichtiv chanoich lanal pidarko v'goyimer ukedei lachnisom tachas kan v'yashchino. V'achinuch hazeh mutol el alaboni v'lo alabonus. Then he brings the Gemara and knows it says only sons, not daughters. There's an idea of chinuch. There's a chinuch which means you have to teach a son to do this mitzvah. You have to teach a son to do that mitzvah. Then there's a chinuch, it's more a generic chinuch. The son needs to be tachas kanfei hashchina. He should be in the right place, in the right path. And that's something which is not defined. Because how does the father know? The Achronim actually pointed out. If I'm mistaken, the Chochas Shleimo here speaks about it. I mean, how does the father know if he's doing the right thing or not? It's not that he needs to do a specific mitzvah if he did it, he's Mekayim or not. He needs to put him in the right place that he should be Mechunach. How does he know if he's doing the right thing? And that very fits with the Medrash. The Medrash says that the whole story with Esav. Esav until 13, he was okay. He wasn't going to school. From 13 on, he became a Baal Aveir. How do you know? I mean, you're not talking about a specific mitzvah that Esav did. You're talking about the generic term, who is Esav. He is Esav Mechunuch. So here, according to that, that's the idea. The idea is, it's not a specific mitzvah you have to be kind. It's something which is not defined. You have to make sure you started the right path. How do I know what I'm doing? That's something which is ein l'dover kitzvah. Like the same way a person cannot come and obligate himself for something that has no limit. So when a person has that obligation to a certain extent, it's more of a punishment than anything else. So he says, Bosh b'chani mo'in she'll say. Maybe that's the explanation. Baal kol panim, that answers the questions on levush. Because the levush, the question was, why does it apply to a daughter? If it's the punishment that the father goes to the son. According to that idea is, no, it's a chinuch. Chinuch, the ikar chinuch is on the son, not on the daughter. That's a fair shigmar and nozer. The reason why it's only till bar mitzvah, because it's chinuch, it's our pashut. And that's the idea in the marriage. And I want to end with one more thing that comes out according to this, very clear, what we're doing. So you have a halacha to say, Baruch Shabbatani Marsh Shazam. It's a bracha. Do you say the bracha? How do you say the bracha? Shulchan Aruch says, Ramor brings, Yesh oimim mishenes abnoi bar mitzvah, Yevorech Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Shepatrani moin shishozeh. Shemu machus. The toiv levorich beloy shemu machus. Better to not say shemu machus. Why not to say shemu machus? So Levush says, according to him, it makes sense. You don't say shemu machus because it really doesn't make sense the whole reason why he stops where he's saying it. But according to the Magen Avraham, the reason why you don't say it because the source of this bracha is, as we started with, is not a Gemara. But it's a medrash in this expansion. So if you don't have a source for the Gemara, that's a reason not to say Shemu Malchus. The Megala Mukois on Parshas Chayesor, and the Parshas Chayesor, Megala Mukois usually is a sefer in Kabbalah. But he puts in there a small thing. He says, I hold you have to do it because the many brachas, even though it's not written in the Gemara, you still say it. For example, the bracha of Anoisan Layuev Koyach. Anoisan Layuev Koyach is not mentioned in the Gemara. We say it every day. Bracha to Hashem Akedem Echayilam. So therefore, you should say Shel Machos. He says, if I'll be Zoyche, I'll do it as well. I don't know what he meant. It was, you know, kids bar mitzvah, I don't know, I'm not sure. If I'm Zoyche, I'll also do the bracha, B'Shemu Machos. But we pass, cannot do B'Shemu Machos. The Ramah says, you don't say Shemu Machos. Because he didn't cover the Gemara. And this is a big problem. Stam, first can think to himself. What does it mean doing a bracha without Shemu Machos? Who's doing a bracha without Shemu Machos? Doesn't mean anything. I mean, Baruch Shachol Niyavijwar. Very nice. It's not a bracha. A bracha is Shem Hashem. And it's not my word. It's really B'Shesef. The B'Shesef and Evan Ezer, there's a discussion. If you say, when do you say the Brikas HaErusin? When a person got engaged and he got married, if he didn't do Brikas HaErusin in the Kiddushin, does he do it under the chuppah like we do? So B'Shesef brings the Rivosh. The Rivosh says, maybe you should say without a Shem Malchus. The B'Shesef ends, he says, Aval Moi Rebinu Peretz HaKoyei Nayam Maligal Zeh. Made fun of it. What's the point of the bracha? That's what he asks. He says the question. The Ramah on the spot says, you're right. He says, you're right. Bracha without Shemu Malchus doesn't make sense. But there's reason to say something as a bracha, not because of the bracha, because the bracha doesn't make sense, but because you want to announce it, you want people to hear it. Shuma Roy and people see him, they say it into the bracha, so you say without Shemu Malchus. Similar idea, we say there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, something we said before, because the shachar, there's a machlokes rishonim. If a person, let's say, did not do the maaser because the shachar, for example, he didn't put on shoes, can he say, I'm making mitzodi gover? Chirim mitzodi gover means, Shmuel puts shoes on people. But let's say he does not have shoes, can he say the bracha or not? We pass, can you say all the brokers even if you didn't do it? But the Rambam Shita is you don't say. So says the Shulchan Aruch, which we the Ashkenazim don't pass like that, is if you don't wear shoes, you say the bracha without Shemu Malchus. What's the idea of doing a bracha without Shemu Malchus? That's because the bracha is to say thank you to Hashem for everything He gave us. So even though you can't do a bracha, you still say it. And you have a reason to say it. So now let's go back over here. When you say bracha, you should say. So, according to the Levush, it's very hard to understand. If you say Shehu Malchus, okay, so say a bracha. If you're not saying Shehu Malchus, what am I doing? Getting up to shul and saying, oh, I'm so happy that my punishments when I sin are now going to my son, so he's not going to be punished for me, and I'll be punished for him. What's the point? But according to the Ramah Gan Avraham, and that's really the Mefarshim said over here, that's the next part of the Ramah. You know what's the idea of the bracha? You're basically announcing that from here now, he's becoming a gadol. Saying, this kid, until now, was a chinuchim. I was supposed to be chanuchim. And if I want the mechanichim, the punishment goes to me. From now on, he's on his own. From now on, he's a gadol. It's an announcement he's a gadol. It's basically part of the simcha. According to Lavush, you're saying he's a gadol, you're basically saying, I'm getting rid of his own punishments. I'm getting rid of me inflicting on him a punishment when I'm doing an aveiro. It's very hard to say that you're announcing that. So you say that Shel Malchus is hard to understand. But according to the Mogen Avraham, maybe there is a need to say a bracha that Shel Malchus. Because with that, so to speak, you're announcing the bar mitzvah. As the Ramah continues, the next line of the Ramah is, sorry, not the Ramah, the Mogen Avraham, learns right over here. He says, by the way, there's a need to do a bar mitzvah seuda. The day that boy becomes bar mitzvah, make a seuda. It's a seuda's mitzvah. What does that do over here? Because you're dealing with announcing that the kid became bar mitzvah. So the Boshep Atrani Moinchish is not only a bracha of the fact that I'm now responsible for the other chinuch, but also announcing he became a gadol. So yeah, if the bracha is for that, that makes sense to do with that, Shemu Malchus. So the pshat of the Mogen Avraham fits with this inyan. But yeah, we'll stop over here.